Go ahead.
The next amendment is 1A016 by Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The purpose of the amendment is twofold.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of the amendment is twofold. One, to allocate $50,000 to expand a 4-H pre-college program to three middle schools on Milwaukee's north side. The current program targets zip codes of 53204, 53207, and 53215. The second part of the amendment would be to create a assistant principal corporation counsel position to help develop and maintain countywide record-keeping policies in partnership with all department and or divisions. This position will also develop procedures to manage public record requests on behalf of all departments. And I move approval, Mr. Chairman. I have asked representatives from UW Extension to come to make themselves available. This program has been on the south side for 3 years. It's going into its fourth year, and I talked to the executive director of UW Extension 4 years, 3 years, going to the fourth year, 3 years ago when this program was initiated. And I feel that there just should be a similar program on the north side because it involves STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Orientation, involvement, so that our young people on the north side of the community will have the same curriculum as that has been on the south side for going into its fourth year.
Mr. Chair. If there's any questions that you can't answer, then they're here to answer them. Any questions of Supervisor Johnson? No. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. We're all pretty familiar with the good work UW Extension does on different, I'm just a couple questions on, is this based on experience what the costs are on the south side? That's what the $50,000 is to do the program on the north side, where that came from. And then I'm presuming the addition for corporation counsel helps to mitigate the loss of records management because there's some similarities here to get the cost savings here, because obviously I'm presuming, again, since I didn't bring my big budget thing just because I didn't bring it today, that the corporation counsel itself didn't ask for this position or wasn't part of their budget. Is that correct also?
I believe it was not part of their budget.
Okay. So my two questions are about the actual find out of the cost, how that was arrived at, and is indeed the adding of corporation counsel here, the figuring this could mitigate and do similarly what the DAS was asking for in records management. That's my two questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, originally, two positions were to be created to handle records management. And I believe that the position would be transferred from DAS into IMSD. I looked at the fact that we need to have some records management department countywide to serve the departments and divisions, so I felt that it had to go somewhere. And so I'm looking toward the Corporation Council because I had heard discussions that that could be a possibility. And so the amendment was drawn up to put such a position into Corporation Council and also to use that money so that, as I said, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics program could also be a reality on the north side as it has been on the south side. And my reason for doing such is that I look at the budgets. I look at the introduction to this budget. Our household here in Milwaukee County, the average household income is $43,000, and for the rest of the state of Wisconsin, it's $52,000. If we're going to make an effort in order to educate our children, to give them opportunities so that they can potentially make as much as the rest of the state, then I think that this could be our contribution to doing such. You know that UW Extension is made up of educators, and they do great work, and they've been doing this on the south side for 4 years. I just thought it was important to at least attempt to do so. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, yeah, my follow-up is I'm all for education. I'm all for UW Extension and the good programs they do. That's not my question, okay? I don't have any problem with that. My question is that, you know, the way it's done, you know, I don't expect DAS maybe to be excited about it, but you said I heard, or maybe Corporation Counsel or DAS could weigh in at least a little bit and say, yeah, we can work this out so everybody can benefit here. So I'd be willing to, I'd like to throw that out to at least get some information on that. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Barber?
And Mr. Barger.
Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, Supervisors, thank you. Paul Bargan, Corporation Counsel. And Mr. Tyler is here also. As you know, there was originally two positions included in the DAS budget along these lines. There were some discussions, including County Executive Mr. Tyler, Chairwoman Dmitrievich, and others. And we suggested that this would be an appropriate way to handle it. We do have, of course, a number of public records questions coming to our office already. We're familiar with the other legal issues involved. Putting this position in the Corporation Counsel office will be able to serve requests and needs from all departments countywide, including the county board, and seemed like a good approach. And
you speak up a little bit.
I'm sorry. It seemed like a good approach and one that people agreed on, and we're certainly willing to take on this responsibility.
Does that answer your question, Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you. Mr. Chair, Supervisors, first of all, we love the notion of getting this infrastructure in place. We're somewhat indifferent as to where it resides. As a matter of fact, I think that there's some logic that it's within Corp Counsel, and we support this.
We're happy. I guess we're ready to roll.
Well, I just want to say, as I said earlier, there were some discussions that I was not privy to. So, knowing about the discussions, I look to create this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Hotz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was curious, how is there currently a centralized system or any kind of management position for record keeping that oversees all county records? Or is it department by department?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, at this point, it is, from my understanding, department by department on an ad hoc basis. At one point, there was centralized records retention in the administrative services area, and some time ago that went away. And this was an effort to try to bring back that infrastructure, important, as you know, very important infrastructure.
So this would now be under Corp Counsel's step.
Yes, Chairman, Supervisor. Yes, this is, in my brief time here, I perceive a very ad hoc approach to this, department by department. One of the duties of this position within our office will be to develop some structure and some guidelines and some practices that all can follow. It's an important area, and we've been a little bit, we need to catch up a little bit.
So. Mr. Chairman, then would this is going to be under the essentially under the administration's control and execution, then, right?
Well, I think it'll be under the Corporation Council's control and execution.
Right.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, a lot of the activities will be pushed out, you know, all of the departments across the county will have some role and responsibility, but it'll be managed through Corp Council.
So it would be, we know it's under Corp Council's stead, but there's not a policy in place to guide it yet, correct, Mr. Chairman?
No, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, right, that's one of the things that we need to work on with this position, that this position with my supervision and probably the deputy's supervision will be working on some of those policies and procedures. And I view this as part of the Corporation Council's function to serve as clients, everybody in the county, including the county board, including all the department heads and so on, not just one branch or the other.
Any further questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Lipson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question for the 4-H, whether we know what north side zip codes are to be targeted.
Maybe Supervisor Johnson knows that.
Maybe.
thank you, Mr. Chairman, but I am unaware, so if the if staff from UW Extension would come forward.
And answer that one question.
Yeah, please.
Just the zip codes.
Wanted to know if we know where these are going.
Good afternoon. I'm Eloisa Gomez, and I'm the director for the UW Extension, and I have with me here.
My name's Eva Terry. I'm the coordinator of the 4-H STEM program.
We on the south side, we looked at the lower income areas on the south side, and so we will be looking at the lower income areas on the north side. They've not been predetermined, but we have begun to look at schools on the north side, again, in the lower income areas.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks. We're going to move on. This has 9 votes. You can talk to them at your leisure about the STEM program.
Okay? Well, my question is about the legislation.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll make it quick. The zip codes that are labeled here, if we lock in those, does that by any way hinder? Oh, these are the current.
Those are south side.
Okay. That's what I want a clarification. Thank you, sir.
All right. Poor Bayview.
Call the question.
Okay. Question's been called. We have a motion to approve this amendment. Would you call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, aye again. 9-1.
8 ayes, 1 no. The motion to approve amendment 1A016 is approved.
Thank you.